Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
All right, joining me now in studio, the Rottweiler from The Masked Singer, Chris Daughtry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. How you doing? Good to see you.
Good. First off, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's coming up. Coming up.
Hitting the fourth level.
Fourth level.
How does that feel?
Honestly, I feel so much better about it than I did when I was turning 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying bye to my 20s seemed like life was over. Now I feel like I'm more wise. I know myself more, and I'm going into a new decade with more knowledge. And I don't know. I feel more comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah, and you're going into the new decade with a new single as well.
Yes,
called Alive.
Yeah.
What inspired this song?
Well, I wish I wrote it. I've always loved Sia, and I've always wanted to cover this song in some capacity. And when I was hoping to get to the finale, I had this idea, like, because I felt so alive in that costume. The whole experience just felt reinvigorating. And I just thought the song really, really summed up the entire experience. And I wanted to end with that one. And whether I won or whether I came in second, I just wanted to get to that finale. Yeah. To do that song. And then immediately went to the studio to knock it out. Yeah.
The costume, I know, has been here. Were you in it when it was here before?
No.
Okay.
No.
I figured that.
No, they,
but they would not let the person take the head off, and they had to be sweating. I mean, like, nonstop.
It gets hot. And
it was summertime too.
So. Yeah. It was basically September or something. Yeah. When it was here.
Yeah. It was definitely hot. It was heavy. The head itself was really heavy and very top heavy. It was like really testing my neck muscles out. And then once you start to perform and sing, man, everything you thought you were good at just goes out the window.
Yeah.
You can't breathe. You can't see. You can't see where the cameras are, and you're missing the marks, and you're looking behind the camera. It was weird. It took some getting used to, but much fun.
When you would rehearse, would you rehearse in the costume?
So first rehearsal was in like this room that was a good 2 to 3 times smaller than the stage.
Yeah.
So you got used to that placement, and there was a mirror so you could see yourself.
Yeah.
And then you get on the stage and there's none of that, and you're in full costume. And also when we were doing rehearsals, it was just the mask.
Right.
And so you're more free to move, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got this choreography down. And then you get out there and you're like, I don't know who I am anymore.
Did you have a choice in picking the Rottweiler? Was it just kind of assigned to you?
I did. I did pick. I saw the costume and I was like, I was bitten by a Rottweiler when I was 15 or 16. And in the same way that Batman became Batman and faced his fears, I'm going to embody this thing that I'm terrified of and become the Rottweiler. And he was so cute and such a juxtaposition to what my idea of a Rottweiler was. It just felt apropos.
He seemed very happy.
Super happy. I mean, like, he had dope kicks.
I'm guessing he also did a lot of crunches because he had like a 12 pack or something going.
He was always doing crunches.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
We had to cut some of that out because he was doing it in the performances and it didn't look right.
Did you turn down any costumes before you picked that one?
No, that was out of I think it was like three or four that were presented, just to see if any of them resonated with me. That was the first one that I was like, that's okay. The one. Yeah.
Did you try to guess who any of the other people were? Any of the other costumes?
So
were?
On the show, like,
because you guys are separated,
yeah,
right?
You don't, I mean, you could see them in passing or if you're standing on stage together,
okay,
for waiting for an unmasking, but we don't see the unmasking. We don't see the performances. You kind of hear them in the background sometimes, but you don't really hear enough to go, I know that voice.
Yeah.
And I was even side by side with the Fox's trailer and I'd hear him warming up and I'm like, and I know Wayne Brady and I'm like, I have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah.
And so I didn't guess him, but when I was watching it on television, when it aired, I saw the leopard, and the second Seal. He opened up his mouth, I was like, there's no doubt in my mind that that's Seal. Yeah. I'm such a big Seal fan.
Seal was here, uh-huh, and we were talking to him about it, and I had asked if he kind of guessed any of the others, and he was like, no. And at one point I said, I had asked him something about the costume. I said, yeah, we had Paul Schaefer here. And he was like, Paul Schaefer was on the show? Like, he had no clue.
I know,
that Paul Schaefer was on the show and got eliminated.
I had no idea Patti LaBelle was up against me, and it's pretty great. I'm glad I didn't. That would have been terrifying and daunting to know who you're up against. So essentially you're up against yourself.
Yeah. And she was the flower.
Yes.
And you beat her.
Yeah. I really don't like saying that because it does sound
bad.
It sounds not right.
You moved on and she didn't.
I moved on and she didn't. and I was very humbled and honored to be amongst such a legend.
And when you found out that it was her, was there a little bit of an ego boost?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Everyone was texting me, you beat Patti effing LaBelle, what? And I'm like, what? So yeah, certainly good for the ego, but at the same time, I'm bummed that I didn't get a chance to meet Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, that really sucks, actually. Yeah. You didn't get to at least meet her for a second or have a brief conversation.
I mean, I hugged her in costume and didn't realize who I was hugging.
I think that's a fetish, isn't it? The furries thing or something?
I guess like so.
No, we'll cut that out completely. Don't worry. did you have a hard time keeping it a secret from just people you know, your family, like everybody?
Yeah, because they weren't asking me. They were telling me, like, dude, you're not fooling anybody. We know this is you. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm really dying to know because this guy sounds a hell of a lot like me. And there's a chance he's going to steal my career.
That's a pretty cool position to be in.
Yeah.
Like, you just have this secret, but it's got to be difficult not to.
Yeah, especially because we were doing shows, we taped during the summer and then I was out on the road. So when the show started airing, I'm having to face fans that are,
they're like
bringing
me,
they're bringing me like Rottweiler swag in the meet and greet. And I'm like, what is this?
Did you sign any of it?
No. I was like, no, they were bringing it as a gift. And I'm what? Okay. I mean, all right. I don't know what you're
really
talking about, but
like,
yeah.
Are you on social media a lot?
Yeah.
Were you getting hit up a lot on social media as well?
Yeah, I had to ignore a lot of it. Yeah.
What platform do you use the most?
Instagram is where I typically stay, and I just share Instagram stuff.
I feel like it's kind of what everyone does. Yeah. What's your handle if people want to follow you?
At Chris Daughtry.
If they're not already following you, which I assume a lot of them are. This is kind of interesting. Speaking of Instagram, you told Richard Marx that you've been singing his songs at karaoke.
I haven't. But I was doing karaoke at my surprise birthday party, and he said, I hope you sang one of my songs, and I said all of them as a joke, but I didn't. So,
you lied to Richard Marx?
I did lie to Richard Marx, much like I lied to America.
Yes, to all your friends and family and the whole
getting
country.
Really good at this whole lying thing.
If you were to do Richard Marx songs for karaoke, what would you do if you had to do one?
I mean, it depends on the mood. If I'm wanting a decent, you know, ballad, if I'm wanting to soften the mood of the room, I would definitely go with Right Here Waiting.
Makes sense. Let's talk more about
Hazard is one of my favorite songs, though, and I've actually performed that with Richard Marx.
Was that nerve-wracking?
No, it was incredible. Yeah. We're good friends. We've been friends for a long time. So
I don't know if it was like when you first met him. It's like, oh, let's go sing together.
No, no, no. We've known each other for a few years now, but nice. But yeah, I've had the opportunity to sing with him a couple times.
You're going back on the road,
or going
you're
back
continuing?
Out next year? Yeah. Yeah.
What is that tour going to look like?
Well, it's we're still shaping it up right now, and we haven't done any rehearsals for it. So at this point. We have no idea.
It's a blank slate.
We are working on new stuff, so there's a good chance that we're going to have new material to preview for the fans, which is going to be really exciting.
I mean, you've been touring for quite a while now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of going on the road now? What's your least favorite part as well?
My favorite is absolutely that hour and a half on stage every night. Everything else during the day can feel like watching paint dry, but, you know, traveling on the bus is fun, you know, going to different cities and getting to see different places is fun, but certainly being away from family that long can be
tough.
Pretty disconnecting.
Yeah. The new single, are we going to see that on the store?
What's that?
The new single?
Oh, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Otherwise, I will be listening to them shout it out in between every song.
Yes.
And we're just going to go, damn it, all right!
How many kids do you have?
Five.
Five. How old are they?
23, 21, 9, 9, 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite the
It's a
range.
Mixed bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the younger ones into now?
The twins are, they're both very opposite. Adeline is very much into reading and learning about history and princesses and fairies and trees. She loves going out and hugging our trees, names them. Noah is... He changes every week. Right now, it's full-blown Star Wars. He's always dressing up as something with... He's taking stuff out of his closet that looks something like...
To make it.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
to make
and
it work.
Makes his own costume, and it's incredible.
Are you into Star Wars?
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see the new one. I'm hearing, like...
Mixed things.
But
yeah. That's what everyone's kind of saying, like all the... Like
and JJ did this one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I've heard, you know, people that didn't like Force Awakens. I loved The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen any of the new ones yet.
Oh, wow.
None of them. I've only seen the prequels and the original three.
Yeah.
That's it. I have a lot of catching up.
Now you can binge watch.
Yeah. I'm probably going to do that.
That's a long
time. Probably going to do that one day.
Yeah.
The kids, were they shocked when you were revealed as...
So they thought it was me because they said, it sounds exactly like you. I know your voice. But then my son was like, but it can't be you because I keep track of the days that you're here and when you're not, and it just doesn't add up. So I was like, yeah, I know. It's crazy. He does sound like me, but I guess we're going to have to find out who this guy is.
Yeah.
And my wife filmed him watching this morning and sent it to me, and it was super cute.
That's awesome.
I knew it!
You lied to me.
You're a lie. Wait, what else are you lying about?
Last thing. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Mm.
Since your birthday is up, what is the most memorable birthday gift you've ever gotten?
My surprise party that was a few weeks ago.
Really?
I've never experienced anything like that.
Just
in my
epic.
Life. First of all, I've never had a surprise party. Second of all, I've never had a party on my birthday. It's always the day after Christmas. Everybody's exhausted from Christmas. There's no time for Chris Daughtry's birthday. And my wife just... stunned me and blew me away.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Most memorable Christmas gift?
Superpowers 1984 action figures. I was 4 or 5 years old, and it was my introduction to like Batman and, you know, the whole comic book world. And I was obsessed.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Growing up. Wow. There was a few. There was Jenny McCarthy, which is apropos to the show. And then there was, Kate Beckinsale has been my mainstay for, you know, into my adulthood.
Makes sense. Best costume you've ever worn, and it cannot be the costume for The Masked Singer.
I've been known to put on some Batman cowls from time to time. And, that's always my go-to.
And then, resolution for 2020.
Just to be a better version of myself, man.
That's pretty much a good one for anyone, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good. OnMari.com for Daughtry tickets and tour dates and to check out the new single. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Sweet.
It's good to see you.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.